Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Gert Wallander, and I'm a Swedish. And say hello, please, to my co-host, Jill Gascoigne, who is a Portugal.
Hi.
So, Jill, any truth in the rumours that you were behind the blockage of the vinegar pipe at the pickle factory this week?
1,000% true.
Oh,
all the way.
I love Jill so much. Platonic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's a bit of a brute. True or false?
I'll take you down.
Jill's going to take me down. Take me down to where? What is it? Take me down to Panama City?
Paint Town.
True or false, Andrew?
Oh, all right.
Lady Gaga used to be known as Lady Aga when she had her own cookery show on Fox TV. True. It's false. True or false, Andrew? Dog the Bounty Hunter is allergic to coconut.
False.
Of course it's false. I'm just doing it for fun. You know what I mean?
You're giving me a clue there.
True or false? Jimmy Carr's brother is called Bumper.
Bumper Carr. That's true.
That is true, yeah. I tried to throw you a sidewinder.
Denied.
Listen up. I'd like to start with Steve McLaren.
You said that in a very somber manner, as if something terrible to about to happen.
No, but, well, not necessarily.
I come to you with news of Steve McLaren.
Steve and Casper.
Yes.
We're out in the clown car, Steve's clown car.
Yep.
Having a nice drive around Derbyshire. So that's a nice county, isn't it, Andy?
It is. You know, I've only been there once and I had a lovely time.
Probably, maybe the most beautiful of the
Is
English.
Alton Towers there?
Is that what? Yes, it's not so beautiful in Alton Towers, Andrew.
I thought it was good.
Well, you took your nippers there, did you?
I went on Easter weekend, and I didn't know this, but apparently Easter weekend at Alton Towers is when the travelling community descend on Alton Towers en masse.
Yeah.
And it was lively. That's all I'll say.
You mean fighting?
There was a police presence. It was great.
A police present?
Yes.
You could get a
presence.
Presence.
You got presents off the police, when you went in. Yeah.
So
like Santa's Grotto.
They're in Derbyshire.
Carry on.
And they're parked up in Birkwell.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Steve says, right, Casper, this is Bakewell, the home of the Bakewell tart. It's a yummy, scrumptious combination of short crust pastry, frangipan, strawberry jam and flaked almonds. Oh, Casper, it's like eating bubbles of laughter and funniness whilst you're having your toes tickled by a fluffy bunny. So they put the big plastic omelette cover over the clown car and walked into the beautiful town of Bakewell. And just as they got to the first baker's, Casper stopped dead, Andrew, you know, and indicated that he wanted to go into the junk shop that they'd just passed.
Did he indicate? Did he just point his face towards it?
He points his face towards it, and his tongue laps towards the intended location.
Oh, Casper, come on. Are you still trying to find that hand drill for your woodwork project?
Casper nods.
Oh, well, you pop in and have a look and I'll meet you in the baker's next door.
So Casper disappears into the junk shop and Steve wanders into the baker's, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Baker. I want a nice, big, succulent Bakewell tart. And I wondered if it would be possible to have the letter C for Casper iced on top of it in yellow.
Well, first, the baker says straight away that for a special order, you've got to give 24 hours notice, you know?
Yeah.
And then he noticed that it was Steve McLaren.
Yeah. He used to manage around those parts.
He did.
So he agreed reluctantly to do a quick icing job for him, right? Yeah. So they went behind the counter into the bakery room, and the baker filled a large icing bag with bright yellow icing.
Right.
For that C for Casper. Then the baker turns round.
You're right.
Yeah. The baker turns around and says, "Take your A-line slacks off and your undies." He was South African. And
he was, yes.
Unusual in Bakewell, isn't he?
What the dickens is going on? I only came in for a personalised tart. Is your mind out of sequence?
Well, at that, the baker picked up a marble rolling pin and brandished it at Steve. So that's quite a weapon, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Okay. I don't want any trouble. I've just had a gastric pan fitted. Right now. Get on the floor, raise your buttocks in the air and stare at the marzipan dispenser on top of that machine.
Steve does as he's told.
And take that fucking flaky pastry off your forehead. It's turning my stomach.
That's not flaky pastry. That's my hair island. My hair island.
And the baker smacks him on the head with the rolling pin, yeah?
Never sing in a bakery. It can make the eclairs deflate. Now feed the nozzle of this icing bag into your anus and empty the lot.
Well, I'll try, but I'm very worried about my castrate band.
Don't worry, my brother had the same op and it proved very durable.
So Steve began feeding the nozzle in. Just as he started, he heard the baker scream out in agony and drop onto the floor. It was Casper, with his tail wound around the handle of his hand drill, drilling the bit deep into the baker's calf.
Oh, thank you, Casper, you brave little warrior.
Steve grabbed the drill and the tart and ran back to the car. So they sat in silence under the omelette cover, listening to the patter of the rain and tucking into their Bakewell tart.
Do you think he really would have made me feed all that icing into myself?
And Casper gave a look as if to say,
"Yeah, gangbangers, you gotta fucking love 'em."
I'm so pleased you found your drill, Casper, and I can't wait to see the nest of tables you're making for me.
And that was their day out in Bakewell.
Well, that's kind of justice, I suppose, for what he did in Derbyshire last time.
What, with his destroys and exit?
Destroy and exit, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he escaped reasonably unscathed, but the psychological trauma...
For the area, will, for the whole area.
Yeah, the psychological trauma will live on.
Do you like a tart?
Don't mind a tart now and again.
It's not a bad tart, Bakewell, is it?
I actually had, you know, them naked bars that are made out of, like, good stuff and that.
Yeah.
I had one of them this morning in Bakewell tart form. For me breakfast.
And was it satisfactory?
All right, yeah. It was better than, like, I was in a travel lodge. It was better than going downstairs and having a fry up.
So you went out and got...
No, I took it with me. I came prepared.
So you bought it as the four-pack?
Yeah, brought it up north
to
contribute to the northern economy.
Yeah.
Brought it down here.
Yeah.
Ate it on London.
Are you a central sort of nub of the northern powerhouse? Are you...
I've been called that before, yeah. I've been called a nub, yeah.
I passed a wine bar this morning, Andrew, and it said... education is important, but champagne is more importanter. So what do you think of that?
I think that should be removed from wherever it was.
Do you think it makes people go in or makes people...
It's going to make people angry, I think.
I would have thought so.
Yeah, it certainly made me angry. I'll not be going in there later on. Was that around Carnaby Street, was it?
It was on Old Compton Street.
Right, because I came down Carnaby Street again this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did you get on?
Well...
When you walk down Carnaby Street, you never know what you might see. A harlequin in a baseball cap and a man drinking heroin tea.
That's what I saw at Carnaby Street. Would you like me to do a little quiz with you, Bob?
Oh, I haven't done a quiz. Yeah, yeah. I'll take one.
I will be the quiz master.
Go on, then.
It is called Cough, Bark, Crystal, Ping, Whitening, Peanuts! Woof, woof, protect. Give me just a little more time. Charcoal. You having a giraffe? Thump.
Okay.
That's what it's called. The subject, in case you hadn't guessed, is toothpaste. Do you not use toothpaste? Are you not familiar with it?
I use it. I don't buy it, but I'll give it a go.
Oh, well, you know. It's all the widely successful Colgate brand.
From which shop?
Asda.
Asda.
And this is the recommended retail price. None of this is reduced or on special offer.
Are they all the same size?
Yes, they're all 75 milliliter tubes.
Promised?
Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't dick about with these sort of things. Not like you with your Tesco one last time, but we could talk about that later on. Right, here's your choices. Max White Crystal Mint Gel.
Yeah.
Max White Whitening Protect. Natural Extract Charcoal. Sensitive Pro Relief Whitening.
And what are the brand?
Colgate.
All Colgate?
All Colgate. All 75 mils. Do you want to hear them again?
Well, I think I don't know. I think the charcoal's the most expensive.
Right.
I think the gel's the second most expensive.
Right. And that leaves Pro Relief Whitening or Whitening and Protect.
Then Pro Relief Whitening Protect cheapest.
Right. Unfortunately, you have failed in your mission. The charcoal was the most expensive at £4.95, but then the Pro Relief Whitening was £3.80. Yeah. The Max White Crystal Mint Gel, £2.95, and the Max White Whitening Protect. You were correct there. That was the cheapest. That was £2. You have played and failed. Cough, bark, crystal, ping, whitening, peanuts. Woof, woof, protect. Give me just a little more time. Charcoal. You're having a giraffe. Thump.
Well, I didn't like that.
I'm sure you didn't.
I mean, it's like just one product. You know, like if I did Tetley's tea, Brook Bond tea, Lipton's tea.
We'll do that next time if you want.
No, I won't. I wouldn't be. I think it's a cheap trick.
Well, think of it as revenge because you tested me on Tesco last time and lots of people got in touch and said that I was actually correct.
About
and
what?
You were wrong. The order in the hierarchy.
Oh, yeah. I'm right, yeah. Andrew. I'm right.
No, you're not.
Don't worry about that.
People in supermarket retail.
All right.
In touch.
Shelf stackers.
People like that, yeah.
Peter's been in touch.
Peter who?
Peter Beasley.
Oh, aye. Do you want to start again?
No. All right, Bob. Well, we've had a lot of sunshine recently, and that always makes me feel a little bit sad. It makes me, you know, remember when I was a young lad playing football on the beach or chatting up the lasses at the fun fair. Happy days. Dog dirt. Anyway, her wife is back from hospital now and has been told she needs to get out and about a bit more, you know, to help her circulation and reduce the swelling on her legs. So this morning, like, I asked where she would like to go, you know, for a trip out and about, like.
Well, if I'm with you, then somewhere where no one will fucking see us together.
No, don't be like that, love.
Don't you fucking lay down the law to me, sunshine. Who do you think you are, Jeremy fucking Paxman?
What about we go to the fishmongers in Granger Market, you know, get you a nice bit of Taliban.
Taliban? You mean fucking halibut? You dozy fucking clown. No, I don't want to go to a sweaty fucking fish shop. With these pills I'm on, I'll spew me contents like a fucking top flush kazi.
What about we have a drive down to the beach and have a little paddle? The cold salt water, you know, might be good for your legs.
Are you fucking serious? Do you want me fucking dead? The sea is full of shite floating up from Sunderland. I might as well smear me legs with fucking Alsatian cack.
Okay, no, there's no problem. What if we drive up to Kielder Dam and have a nice bit of lunch at the pub there?
And do what exactly? Stare at the fucking water? Count the fucking trees? Well, at least it'll be pretty fucking empty. I won't have to put up with people laughing at your fucking haircut. Does the pub do fucking eggs?
Oh,
might have a look at the menu online, love. Here it is. They do eggs benedict.
Too fucking elaborate.
Three egg omelette with choice of filling.
Three fucking egg? Who are they fucking catering for? Fucking mice?
Scotch egg and salad.
Nah, just remind me of your big knackered fucking bullock. The egg will be like a little hard bullet. Fuck that.
Oh, here we go, love. Here we go. Egg and cress mayonnaise sandwich.
Cress? Fucking cress? That will just remind me of the time you made me have a munch on that patch of hair above your ass crack. No, fuck that.
Oh, well, that is all the egg dishes I can see. We could, you know, take a carrier bag full of hard boilers and have a picnic by the reservoir.
Sit on the fucking deck with my swollen fucking pins. How did you arrive on this fucking planet? Did you sail on HMS Clown Show across the useless fucking sea?
Well, what do you want to do then, love?
I want to sit on my fucking sofa, eat a couple of poachies on the hour every fucking hour, and watch back-to-back New Zealand Border Force. I've got 10 episodes backed up on the planner, and the pull of them is very fucking insistent.
Okay, love, well, I'll get the first batch of poachies on.
And I don't want to see your fucking spooky face, other than your when you're fetching the poachies.
Okay.
And one more fucking thing.
Yes, love.
Make sure every batch is very fucking runny.
Will do, love. So, Bobby, here I am in the spare room, having a good stare out the window, waiting to cook the next batch of poaches. It's quite nice, really, but I'd best go. I've got a couple of jokes from your joke book for you first. Like, I know you like that. Like. So, me mate Philip had his lip removed last week. Now we just call him Phil. I put so much petrol in my car last week that I couldn't get in it. Bloke goes to a dentist and says, "I've yellow teeth, dentist, what shall I do?" And the dentist replied, "Wear a brown tie." So that's a joke, few jokes, Bob, you know. I'll see you, Bob. One Peter Beardsley, and only one Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob.
Oh.
So, Peter.
Oh, she's having a right one there, isn't she? She's going right off one. The petrol joke as well. Nice, nice for fans of your work from 25 years ago.
25 years old, that one, yeah. Well ripe. She needs to sort of take that step, you know, when you've had major surgery.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to get out of your bed, get out and about. It is a difficult time.
She's yeah.
Probably a bit scared, really.
But she seems like she's doing quite a bit of exercise verbally.
Oh, verbally,
she'll be,
yeah.
She'll be all right, I
for
reckon.
Sure.
Aye, aye, that's Roy Hutchin outside there.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, go on, let him in.
I'll get him in. Hey, Roy,
right,
you coming in?
Yeah. Aye,
right. Stand aside, shrimp man. Let me in. You go.
So, you must be excited about the new season coming up, Roy.
Well, yes, I'm fairly satisfied with our transfer dealings at Crystal Palace. Quite a lot to be positive about.
Okay, you're talking football, yeah?
Of course I am. I'm a football manager. What else would I be talking about?
I thought you just surprised me. I thought you'd be talking about Roy Hammer.
What? Roy Hammer? I don't know what that is, sorry.
Really? Oh, weird. Well, what about Roy Hammer?
What?
Roy Hammer.
No, never heard of it. Perhaps you're confusing me with Graham Potter, the young new Brighton and Hove Albion manager.
But you always talk about Warhammer, Roy.
Look, their lawyers have come down on me like a ton of bricks. I'm not even allowed to mention it anymore. I'm fucked. I'm probably going to have to sell Wilfried Zaha to cover the legal bills.
God, that's a shame, isn't it?
Roy, Emma.
What was that, Roy?
Nothing. Nothing.
Sure, it sounded a bit like...
Nothing! Nothing! Look, I have to go. I'm going to go measure the fucking penalty spot or something. I can't stand this!
Whoa, shit!
Goodbye!
Did you see him go then?
So, like a rocket.
He's a man. He's a troubled man, isn't he?
He's done his Roy Hammer thing, and the Warhammer people aren't happy, and they've done him. All ends up.
Oh, poor Roy.
He's ruined. Ruined. You have to go back to football management now.
And I thought he could still mention Warhammer, because that's good for them.
Well, it must have been part of the one of them non-disclosure agreements they get these days. Do you know what I mean?
Injunction sort of.
One of them things, yeah. Hey, would you like me to be Boise or Ringo Starr?
Whoa. No, normally Boise's my go-to, but I'm going to take Ringo Starr.
I'm Ringo Starr. I used to be in the Beatles. And I did Thomas the Tank Engine.
Right.
Now, the best thing about being in the Beatles was all the free sweeties. And cheeses.
That is truly fucking awful. I wonder if it's as bad as my Paul McCartney.
The Beatles, you know, we're very much a vegetarian band, you know. Apart from Ringo, who used to like pork.
Oh, you should have chosen Boise. Never mind.
Go on, give us a Boise.
Marlene!
That's better.
There's now a bonus service from us called Club Parsnips, and once you subscribe, you'll get all of the Mince episodes like this one, but 3 days in advance and with no adverts in them. You'll also get exclusive full episodes called Atletico Parsnips, plus exclusive animations from the podcast, compilation episodes, and if and when we do more live shows, you'll get ticket links first as well. It only costs £2 plus VAT per month, and if you sign up today, there's 4 exclusive Atletico Parsnips episodes waiting for you to get stuck into, and you won't get to hear them anywhere else. To find out more and to subscribe, head to atleticomince.com/parsnips. Thank you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm getting my phone out, Andrew.
Yeah.
Because Sean Dyche.
Okay.
Now that he's done another motivational, I don't know what you call them, song, rap, I don't know.
Diatribe.
I've had it intercepted.
Right.
And I can play that.
By a satellite.
By a satellite system, which is a very different thing.
To a satellite. Satellite in the sky, satellite system, ground-based.
Ground-based, yeah. So, here it is. Whoa, that was a...
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right, come on, Sean. Industry without product. Pain without reward. Nothing skillful, nothing fancy. No back heels, please, it's far too chancy. Industry. Mud. Pain. Shit. Discipline. Pie. Gravy. Spam fritter. Struggle. And that's the Burnley way.
If you want a drink, have a beer. If you want a car, get a Kia. If you want some meat, make it tinned. Bring your phone into work, you'll get chinned. Mud. Graft. Assault. Lard. And that's the Burnley way. That was it from Sean. Yeah. Short, if you wanna, what was it? A Kia? If you wanna drink, have a beer. If you want a car, get a Kia.
Yeah, and no back heels.
No back heels, far too chancy.
Very good. I had an ant situation.
An ant
situation recently.
What, the flyers?
In my kitchen. Not the flying ones, ground-based.
Ground,
like
ground
satellite ants. Systems.
Yeah. Low ants.
Low ants in my kitchen. And do you know what I did?
I mean, I've heard people pour boiling water on them.
Well, I tried to be humane. First of all, I sealed up all the holes that I could find.
Good.
And then, do you remember my Chinese vacuum cleaner that I got with the dustbuster setting?
Yeah.
Hoovered them all up with that.
Yeah.
Drove to the outskirts of town and released them.
And released the ants?
It's got a clear cylinder so you can see inside. You could see them all crawling around.
Right.
So I kept them as pets for a couple of days.
In the pot?
In the pot. And then watched them and then drove them to the outskirts of town and just let them go.
It's kind of like a Hoover Zoo for a
it
short
kind
period,
of was, yeah.
short period of time.
So my Chinese Hoover, you poo-pooed,
yeah.
has come up trumps. Just thought I'd tell you that.
I mean, quite easy to Hoover up an ant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dust that's hard to get. You know, when they do demos, they always use little pins and things. Think, oh, wow, that can suck.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't suck a lot of dust up, but it'll take an ant. Ants are very robust, though. They're quite hard. You can hear them crackling as they go up and hit the walls of the zoo. But they survive because they're robust.
How many do you reckon you hoovered up?
Probably 300.
300 ants.
Yeah, it was quite an ordeal, quite an infestation, if you want to call it that.
I'd like to hear that story from the ants' POV or point of view. Is what
I'll drive to the outskirts of town and maybe do a field recording.
No, but what an adventure they've been on! Think of like, oh, Mummy, I've Shrunk, or you know that area.
Yeah,
you know, like imagine those ants getting in the nest with their families and that.
I'll try and get something from them for next episode.
Well, you're not going to be able to. What you think they're going to fucking email you?
I'll go and find them. They'll still be hanging around.
Yeah, but you can't talk ant. Can you? You know, but what you could do is you could let's say you dumped them off on Alan Shearer's field.
Yeah.
Right? And next week you could tell us how Alan's got on with his new ant army.
Right.
Lineker.
I'll do that or I'll just forget about it. Have you watched any good telly?
Well, Andrew, I have and I haven't.
Oh.
Because I'm finally making that gentle shift towards YouTube.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Everything's there, though.
Everything's there, so all my £600 lives are there. And because I've got sons, they've put me onto like the I don't know what's on YouTube. That's the problem for oldies. There's no menu, you know what I mean?
You've got to search.
Yeah, and you search stuff and it sounds promising and it's shit. You know, a man eats tiger just turns out to be like a photograph of a tiger.
Right.
And a photo of, you know, it's just bullshit.
I don't think it's just photographs on YouTube, is it? Is the movie?
No, but I'm just saying it's a massive clickbait festival, isn't it? So my son's told me about obvious ones like, you know, have you done the 10 Chili Challenge show?
No.
That's very good.
Right.
Big celebrities like Bryan Cranston and Franco and Gordon Ramsay and people have to eat from 1 to 10 chili wings. And they're like the last one's like 2,000 on the Schofield, is it, scale?
Yes, it is, yeah.
So you watch their pain. You're
watching the pain of celebrities.
Yeah, okay. And I watch Fail Army. Do you know Fail Army?
I don't know that either. That sounds very teenage.
It's good fun, though.
Who fails?
Everyone who's on
celebrities.
It. No, it's just that it's like Beatles program, you know, it's just loads of videos of people falling over.
Right.
But I do like the ones at weddings, you know, where brides fall over about 15 feet.
Yeah.
And I've watched a cooking one called Bon Appetit.
Okay.
Is the channel. And they're in a kitchen, they try and recreate things like Mars bars or Wotsits.
Yeah.
And also they do one where they blindfold a bloke, but he can touch and smell a dish of food.
Right.
A chef. And then the food's taken away and he has to cook what he thinks he is. And then you see how different it was from what he was actually touching and smelling.
Right. I mean, it might be the way you're describing these, but they all sound shit. I don't know.
I've enjoyed them, though.
I've been watching Our Cops in the North on BBC One.
Me
have you seen
too.
That?
I wouldn't miss that shit.
Yet another cop series set in the North East.
Yep.
I believe that at the minute, something like 89% of the Northumbria police force
are being
followed
yeah.
by cameras. Yeah.
Did you watch Canny Cops?
I watched that as well, yeah. Where was that again? Was that
Heldon or something?
Somewhere down,
one of those coastal
down the
ones.
Coast, yeah. yeah. That was grim.
So the fight in the pub was a bit nasty, wasn't it, on that one?
I walked past that pub the week after. I remember seeing that sign on the door. This pub has been shut because of a fight.
Oddfellas, I think it was.
Yeah, there's a really, really, really nice butcher's across the road from that pub
right.
that sells great pies.
Yeah.
Like a plate steak pie.
Oh, wow.
Angus's Butcher's, I think it's called.
I hope it wasn't tainted by the anger generated and misery generated from the fight.
Well, I went in and got a pie. I'd seen the sign on the door of the pub and I went in and got a pie, no problem. So,
and did you eat the pie cold or did you wait till you got home?
It was for a family occasion.
Really? What was
it? It was too big just for me.
Excuse me, tell me
what. A birthday party.
What, a birthday party?
Family birthday.
Family birthday.
Yeah.
And you got a steak and kidney pie.
I got one. I got a corned beef one as well.
You got
And I got a sausage roll for me dinner while I was there.
Was this an adult's party or a child's?
It was an adult's party.
So
it was beige buffet food.
So an adult Sunderland party.
Yes,
features a corned beef party.
Yeah, when you say adult party, you make it sound like something untoward.
Well, I think
X-rated, but it wasn't.
And
it was a family party.
Do you cook up some chips in your fryer?
No. some chicken drumsticks. What else will we have? There'll be some slices of ham on white buns, but not in sandwich forms, just halved, and then the ham on top.
Oh, like smorgasbord.
And tuna. Like a smorgasbord, exactly, yeah. Okay. Breadsticks, dips, some crisps in a bowl.
So a Sunderland smorgasbord.
Hot dogs on sticks.
Is hot dogs on sticks,
yeah.
corned beef pie, steak and yeah. kidney pie. Do you get crisps in a bowl?
Yeah. Hula hoops in a bowl, yeah.
And how much was left at the end?
None of it.
You're kidding me.
All gone.
Yeah?
Well, a negligible amount anyway.
I suppose the Sunderland lads put it in their pockets they're not going to waste it, are they? Run off home and give it to their bairns.
Being unpleasant now.
I've listened to the latest Martin from Homes Under the Hammers radio show.
Okay.
You know where he looks around the houses of famous football people?
Yeah.
So I better play that, Andrew.
Let's have a listen to that.
Martin. Do do do. Martin. Do do do. Martin. Do do do. Martin. Martin. Tin 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 tin. Right, today I'm in the Surrey home of ex-England football goalkeeping footballer David Seaman. Let's see if he's at home.
Oh, hello, Martin from Homes Under the Hammer.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing, really. Though your hair looks like a fox's backside.
What an unusual analogy. A bit different, but you know, there's something about it that I like. So this must be the lounge. It's a large open plan area with what I could call a naval theme. Is that because of your name, Seaman?
Yes, my wife's idea. She's such a joker.
Is she really? It's a kind of visual pun, I suppose. I like it. It's a bit different. And what's that unusual thing in the display case on the coffee table?
That's my friend Martin. That, my friend Martin, is the famous ponytail that I had cut off in 2012.
Yes, I can see that now. You were well known for having a ponytail. It was your thing, like what fox's hair is my thing.
Yes, they used to call me My Little David.
Oh, I see, like My Little Pony. Yes, I suppose that is funny. Did they call you any other names?
Yes, Dozy Dave. Daft Dave and Hot Balls.
Hotballs, that's an unusual nickname. A bit different, but I like it. And this must be your games room. Pool table, table soccer, little drinks bar in the corner. Do you spend much time in here?
Never come in here anymore. It's like a tomb. A coffin for my youthful days.
Can I see your kitchen? The listeners love a nose around the kitchen.
No, you can't.
Why not, David?
That's where I've set up my money laundering operation.
Really?
No, just banter. I don't have a kitchen. It was eaten by a giant metal spider last week.
What a big spider that must have been. Very unusual, different, but I like it. Thank you for showing me a lovely home and good luck.
And David laughed for so long and with such intensity that he caused the commencement of Flying Ant Week.
Oh, I wondered what had kicked that off.
Yeah.
Well done him.
David Seaman.
Well done him.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Crime Files. Roger Meadows ran a small upmarket car sales dealership in the sleepy Cheshire town of Worslow. It was a small but exclusive showroom that sold luxury marques such as Porsche, Ferrari and Maserati. Business was steady and he was a popular member of the local community. Life was good for Roger until one day in September 2018 when a black Range Rover pulled into his forecourt. Roger was stood with Nigel Hunt, who owned the Nonsense Pottery across the road, when the Range Rover pulled up.
Sorry.
Hey, up, looks like they've got a few, Bob. Maybe not the usual tyre kickers for once, Nigel.
Must infuriate you dealing with people who have no intention of buying.
All right, just part of the game, Nigel. It's just part of the game. At that point, two men got out of the Range Rover. It was professional footballer Paul Pogba and his agent Stanley Pingapong.
Yeah.
Marco was the first to speak.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Stanley Pingapong and I represent the interests of Mr. Paul Pogba. Paul.
Hello!
Paul requires the use of a red Ferrari for this evening. The publicity should be more than enough payment.
I don't loan out cars, sir. You need to try Avis or Enterprise, though I doubt you'll get a Ferrari.
I don't think you understand. I'm taking the car whether you like it or not. We'll leave the Range Rover here as security. We are talking Paul Pogba here, not some tubby fart like Luke Shaw.
Hello!
Says Paul.
Yeah, I don't care if it's Luke Skywalker, matey. You're not taking the car.
Marco pulls a revolver out of his coat pocket. Is that so? Take me inside. Let's get the keys. Both of you move it.
Is Marco and Stanley the same fella?
No.
All right, okay.
Marco forced both Nigel and Roger into the showroom. Mr. Pogba followed closely behind, seemingly oblivious to what was unfolding. But as with most crime, there was a flashpoint, a moment of never going back. It was started by Nigel, the Nonsense Potter.
I've had enough of this! I've had it up to fucking here with no good fucking toy gangsters. I bet it's not even a real fucking gun. Go on, prove it. Prove it's real, you little fucking cabinet of shit.
Well, Marco took up the challenge immediately and shot out the wing mirror of a £200,000 Ferrari. Mr. Pogba suddenly realised all was not as it should be. Paul pleaded with Marco.
Oh, Mr. Marco, oh, don't be like that. You're going to cost me an arm and a leg with your trigger-happy shenanigans. Listen, I don't want a red car no more. I want that big blue vase in the Nonsense Pottery opposite. That's my nonsense pottery, matey. There's not a chance in fucking hell. It's locked up at the moment and the key is in my fucking bum bag. Now get out before I ring the police.
Within a blink of an eye, Marco had grabbed Nigel around the throat and was holding the gun against his temple.
Ah, fuck! Fuck, get off me, you peddler of fucking Todd! You'll pay for this! My brother sells swords!
Can you tell, Paul, can you tell me a bit about that blue pot in your window?
With a gun against my fucking head? Are you in the keeping of a fucking evil goose?
Let him speak, Marco. I'm desperate to learn more about this blue nonsense pot. Marco lowered his gun and released his grip from Nigel's neck.
Okay, okay, fucking K! It's a clay body with coiling at the fucking base and a crackle glaze with enamel detail around the fucking lip. And yes, it's fucking blue.
Is it a matte or gloss glaze, says Pogba.
Matte, I'm not a fucking hotelier.
How much for the pot, says Marco.
To you, £50,000 and not a fuck less.
Well, we'll take it and the Ferrari that we shot up. And remember, Mr. Pogba was never here. With that, Marco and Pogba left the forecourt and Nigel and Roger were left to reflect on their harrowing experience.
Honestly, Roger, how'd you put up with these fucking Todd warriors?
Oh, it's easy, Nigel. I take the hassle and I take the money. That's the name of the game. What are you going to do with that 50 grand?
I'm going to get arse implants and an apron with tits on the front. What do you think of that?
Very nice.
Struggled a bit with my voices there, Andrew.
Oh, I didn't really notice.
So that's probably enough for this episode,
I think, yeah. Episode, isn't three it, names, retrospectively, you can choose from. Spiteful Brendan, Fantastic Mr. Fox Cox, and the Rambassador.
Amazing Grace.
It's a note to any of them, isn't it?
How sweet the song. Thank okay. you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.